Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 22nd of February 2012. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the Sentinel project in the UK has revealed vast misuse of GPS jammers. Yes, in a study that they conducted for 6 whole months, they found 60 GPS jamming incidents. GPS jamming, of course, is illegal in the UK, but they still found 60 of them. Huzzah! Well done. They've issued a report saying it's a serious problem, and of course there's going to be a committee looking into it. It's going to cost us an absolute fortune, and it's 60. Think of all the people that are using GPSs, and they found 60. Yeah. Social messaging is costing networks $13.9 billion, apparently. Yes. Oh, it's horrific. All those people that ripped you off over text prices at data load costs that are about 1,000 times the price of normal data through an internet provider have got upset over the fact that they're no longer ripping you off and they're down on their finances. Oh, dear. How sad. Never mind. You can smell it from here, can't you? Pirate Bay has been ruled to infringe copyright in the High Court. It definitely has a bit of a problem now because it's looking like all of the providers could be asked to block it here in the UK. If you're a Pirate Bay subscriber, you're going to have to get yourself a proxy tunnel to try and get out, and even that may not help you. You may end up with absolutely nothing, but you'll find a way, I'm sure. Now, there needs to be an hallelujah chorus playing in the background for this story because BlackBerry Playbook OS 2 is now ready for download. Huzzah! Thank God. Well done. It's already here. Good news for you all. It contains email and calendar updates. So BlackBerry Playbook OS 1.0 has been upgraded to 2.0 with 1.0 features. Yeah, that's good value for money. Well done, BlackBerry. Gunza has created a new touchscreen. Now, that's not worrying. It looks like the Surface, and it does all the stuff that Surface does, but it does one thing extra, which is pretty phenomenal. When you put your finger on it, it knows it's you. It looks at your finger, it reads your fingerprint, and it knows it's you. That's scary. That really is scary. Office for iPad has had a little bit of a leak out. There's been a bit of blurry cam going around, but don't get your hopes up. Murdoch's newspaper, The Daily, which isn't that popular anyway, leaked a story saying that it had seen Office on iPad. They'd been duped, unfortunately. They said they'd had a play with it as well. Oh dear, no you haven't, because Microsoft have said, no, that's not it. It doesn't exist. That's not what we're doing. Oh dear. Bad luck, Murdoch. Go back to hacking phones. You're better at that than being a journalist. iPad 3 is definitely coming. Oh, they're all saying it's here. It's going to have an 8 megapixel back camera, and it's going to have a little bit more of a curve to it, and it's going to be a little bit deeper as well, so it's going up in size. That means the battery life could be improved as well as, and also, there's a report that it's coming to Germany. I don't know why it's got Germany. On the 23rd of March. So that means there's got to be an event at the early March stuff. Come on, come on. iPhone 5 is also set apparently for an October launch. Everyone thought it might be June, but it's not going to happen. It's going to be October, allegedly. It's all rumour, though, and conjecture. Who cares? And one of the other pieces of Apple news that's brilliant is Georgia Tech have released the Braille Touch. It's a Braille writer for iPhone. So if you're blind, you can press a combination of 6 little buttons on the screen that are handily held, and you can send texts. Well done, Georgia Tech. Fantastic stuff. Go Yellow Jackets. And Huawei have allegedly released a 10-inch slate. There's lots of blurry cam pictures out there again. Some of them are very, very artistically taken, so it makes me think that it might be a little bit more than blurry cam. They reckon it's going to be around $670 with an 8-megapixel rear shooting camera, and it runs Ice Cream Sandwich. Now, anyone who's got a Huawei product knows that they actually are very good. So if this thing has been released, I'd be certainly happy about having a play with it, if not even perhaps buying it. And Kisei have released the Stencil LCD watch. It outlines the time. It's got little silver bars on it and a pink background, and you look a bit of a girl wearing it, but it tells you the time. Quite how it tells you the time, I don't know. I've had a look at it and I've tried to figure it out, but I can't. It's going to be $40. Yeah, keep that. And Rinspeed has created the ultimate accessory for a smart car. If you're in London, you own a smart car and you're worried about the lack of storage space for carrying stuff around, don't worry, because what they've done is cut the back off another smart car and make it into a trailer. And it all links up dandily to your current smart car, providing you've got a tow bar. And there's no word on price and no word on date. And it makes a bad-looking car look even worse. Don't bother. And finally, there's been earthquakes, but on the moon. Would which means there wouldn't be earthquakes, would they? There'd be moonquakes. But apparently the moon is not stable. Yes, it's been having tremors for a very long period of time. And now that they've done all the high-def imaging of it, thanks to all of those little satellites that have been buzzing around, they've realised that it's shifting and changing constantly. Could it break apart? Could it be Orwellian? Could it be the end? Oh, who knows? If you've got a story and don't want to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday with the big show at 9:30 p.m. as normal, full house planned. And also we'll be back on Friday morning with the Daily Show, and then we'll be back with the photo show at 2 o'clock and the Max show at 3:30. Thanks to everyone who's given donations. It's really, really useful to us, and we're putting it towards some new equipment for the studio. Please keep them coming if you haven't done so already. Be very, very grateful. And also, thanks to people who've left reviews, because it's really useful to us in our chart ranking in iTunes. So if you haven't done so yet, a review in iTunes would be very, very welcome. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 22nd of February 2009. All the technology news, and it's not even 2009.